This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. إنه تعالى من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله أرسله الله رحمة للعالمين وقدوة للمؤمنين ومحجة للسالكين وحجة للعباد أجمعين. أنار الله به العقول وشرح به الصدور وفتح به أعينا عميا وآذانا صما وقلوبا غلفا. فاللهم اجزه خير ما جازيت نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته ورسالته. وصل اللهم وزد وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى جميع من استن بسنته واقتفى بأثره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, all praise is due to Allah alone. In Him we seek aid and assistance, and to Him we turn both in repentance and for forgiveness. Truly, He whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can mislead. And He whom Allah leaves to go astray, there is none who can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship save Allah alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is both his slave and his messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us prophets and messengers, and He chose them from amongst all of the people, from amongst all of mankind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu yastafi min al-mala'ikati rusulan wa min al-nas, that indeed it is God who has chosen messengers from amongst the angels and amongst the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made these messengers as leaders for mankind and as examples for humanity to emulate. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرُ, that indeed there has been for you in the Messenger of Allah an excellent example for anyone who has hope in God and in the last day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to follow the path of the prophets and the messengers in all of the affairs. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِي, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these are those whom God has guided, and so in their guidance, in their example, seek your guidance. And so whoever examines the prophets and the messengers of the past, and our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would see that all of them were beautified with certain characteristics, with certain virtues that allowed them to be the ones who led the nations rather than them being the ones who were led. That allowed them to be the ones who imparted wisdom to the people rather than being the ones who assumed the attitude and the beliefs of the people that surrounded them. That allowed them to be the ones who were victorious and triumphant rather than them being the ones who were unsuccessful or failed. And so whenever the prophets and the believers excelled in these virtues, whenever they beautified themselves in this character, it allowed them to increase in their honor, it allowed them to increase in their glory, and allowed them to increase in their faith and in their religion. And of the greatest of these virtues, and of this character, a virtue and a character that we are in desperate need of, and a character and a virtue that we are in need of establishing in this ummah today, that is indispensable for every human being, particularly those who are in a capacity of leadership. And that is mentioned often whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the condition of the prophets and the condition of the messengers. A virtue that was present throughout the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in all of his situations, whether he was in his city or whether he was traveling. Whether he was hungry or whether he had eaten, whether he was drinking or whether he was starving for water, hoping, if starving out of thirst, looking for water. Whether the Prophet ﷺ was pleased or angry, whether he was in a state of peace or a state of war, he ﷺ always had this virtue, this character, and encouraged his companions to act by it. And it is the virtue of being optimistic. It is the virtue of having beautiful thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is holding a positive outlook towards the future. And this is something that we are in desperate need of. That no matter how excessive our pain is, no matter how great the wars we see against us are, no matter how often we are tested and tried with division and with disunity and with disagreements, it is imperative for the believer to constantly look towards the future with a sense of optimism, to constantly look towards the future with a sense of positivity. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Prophet Musa alayhi salam when he was standing before him and confined between a sea before him and between an army after him, intent on killing him and killing all of his companions. And he said, as he stood there and he heard his companions say to him, "Inna lamudrakun," that indeed we are going to be overcome. We are going to be ruined. We are going to be slaughtered and destroyed. And while he stood there, he had this sense in this virtue of optimism, this sense in this virtue of positivity. So he said, "Qala kalla." He said, "No, you are wrong. No, this is not correct. Inna ma'i rabbi sayahdeen." Rather, my Lord is with me and He will guide me. He is confident in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, confident in holding beautiful thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is confident that Allah is the most merciful. He is confident that Allah protects the believers. He is confident that Allah will show him mercy in his weakness, that Allah will give him strength even though they are few in numbers. He is confident that Allah is not going to leave him after he has struggled and given everything he can. For the sake of Allah, for the sake of La ilaha illallah, He will not cause him to be ruined and Fir'aun to be victorious in that standing. And above all, he knows and he is confident that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not abandon his servants. Kalla inna ma'i rabbi sayahdeen. No, rather my Lord is with me and he will guide me. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to him, anadrib bi'asaka al-bahr, that strike with your staff the sea. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the sea to part and for Musa and for his companions to be saved. This is husn dhanna billah. This is holding beautiful thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having optimism towards the future, recognizing and having the knowledge that so long as I am upon the right path, so long as I am upon the correct path, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my Lord and He is al-Azim. He is the one who is great. And so if I am in a state where I am being oppressed, then He is the one who will give me victory. If I am in a state in which I am weak, then He is the one who will help me. If I am in a state of hardship, then He is the one who is going to give me His mercy and engulf me into His mercy. And Ya'qub alayhi salam, when he was afflicted with the pain and the hardship of his son being taken away from him, and after years and years and years of his son being taken away from him, and Ya'qub alayhi salam struggling with this hardship, crying and tears flowing year after year, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then his sons come to him and they tell him his youngest son Binyamin has been caught stealing and now he has been taken away from him. And Ya'qub alayhi salam, suffering through this pain of Yusuf being taken from him, and now the pain of another one of his sons being taken from him, he churns full of optimism. He churns full of positivity and beautiful thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite the hurt and the hardship that he has gone through. So he turns to his sons and he says, "Ya bunayya idhhabu fatahassasu min Yusuf wa akhi wa la tayasu min ruhillah innahu la yayasu min ruhillah illa al-qawm al-kafirin." He says to his sons, "Oh my sons, go and find out and seek knowledge, find out about Yusuf and his brother. وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. And do not despair from the relief of Allah. Indeed, no one despairs from the relief of Allah except those who disbelieve." He says to them that I have beautiful thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will not cause my dua to be lost, that He will show me mercy in my old age, that He will help me and defend me in my weakness, that He is the one who will be with me in my hour of need. اِذْهَبُوا فَتَحَسَّسُوا مِنْ يُوسُفُ وَأَخِيهِ. Go and seek Yusuf and his brother. وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. And do not despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not despair from the mercy of Allah azza wa jal. Do not despair that the beauty and the excellence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will show you. Do not despair from the goodness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring upon you. Rather, seek the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every path, and search for it and follow it in every place that you can find it. And do not despair that it will reach you.
لا تيأس من روح الله. Do not despair from the relief and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. No one despairs from the mercy of God except those who disbelieve. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us those who disobeyed, those who fell into major sins, those who fell into major faults, He said to us, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Say, O my servants who have been excessive against themselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not speaking to those who are excessive against themselves with excessive prayer. He is not speaking to those who are excessive in their charity, or excessive in their fasting, or excessive in giving their souls for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, He is speaking about those who are excessive in their sins, those who are excessive in drinking alcohol, those who are excessive in falling into zina, or different types of immoral sins, those who are excessive in every type of evil that they pursued. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to them, and He talks to them, and He says to them, and He orders them before everything else to be optimistic. So He tells them, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if they have sinned, even if they have been the champions of evil and of sin, even if they have been oppressive and unjust towards themselves, that they have forgotten the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah orders them first before everything else. Do not despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not despair from the mercy of Allah. You are the ones who are dealing with a Lord who is al-Qawi, a Lord who is the most strong, who is not in need of your physical support. You're dealing with a Lord who is al-Ghani, who is without need and not in need of your wealth. You're engaging with a Lord who is merciful, whose mercy overcomes His anger. You are engaged with a Lord who is al-A'la, who is the most high, who is not benefited by your acts of worship, nor is He harmed by your acts of disobedience. And so be optimistic and have beautiful thoughts throughout all of this. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. O my servants who have been transgressive against themselves, do not despair from the mercy of Allah. Be optimistic even if you have drunk alcohol. Be optimistic even if you have fallen into immoral sins. Be optimistic even if you have fallen short. Do not despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, the act of despair from the mercy of Allah is greater than the act of sin. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the disbelievers and the hypocrites, He describes them by their affairs of desperation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by their pessimism when the affairs turned against them. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned and described the believers and the hypocrites during the battle of Al-Ahzab. When Al-Ahzab, the confederation, the unity of the tribes of Arabia, came together to destroy the Muslims of Medina. And they surrounded the city, and they confined the Muslims within it. And every one of the believers and the people of Medina felt like their death was imminent, was closer to them than even their own eyelashes. And as they stood in that state, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the condition and the state of the believers. And He says, وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ. That when the believers saw Al-Ahzab, when they saw the company of these armies, when they saw the gathering of these soldiers, when they saw the swords that were unleashed, preparing to slaughter them, when they saw the quantity of horses and men, an army that the Arabs have never gathered in their history before that date. And when they saw this, and they saw that it had been brought together to destroy them, وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. They said, this is what God and His Messenger has promised us. They said, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us. When He promised us victory, this is the victory. When He promised us glory, this is the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And this is what God and His Messenger have promised us. And indeed, God and His Messenger have been truthful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا مِنْ يَدٍ إِلَّا وَيَدَ اللَّهُ فَوْقَهَا. That there is no hand except the hand of God is over it. And so the armies have come with their weapons of war, preparing to destroy the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they recognize the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They recognize the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They recognize the help and the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they knew that since they had put in all of the effort that they possibly could for the sake of Allah, they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to defend them and protect them on that day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. And it did not increase them in anything except in faith and in acceptance. And them recognizing and understanding that they said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they told Allah azza wa jal, that they told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we had done all that we can. So, O Allah, help us and aid us in our time of need, in our time of hardship. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the hypocrites, when they saw the same army, when they saw the same swords, when they saw the same horses, when they saw the same gathering against them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, بَلْ ظَنَنْتُمْ ظَنَّ السُّوءِ بَلْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَلَّا يَنْقَلِبُ الرَّسُولُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ أبدا وزين ذلك في قلوبكم وظننتم ظن سوء وكنتم قوما بورا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you thought, He tells us what was happening in the heart of the hypocrites at that moment when they saw that army gathering. He said بل ظننتم أن لن ينقلب الرسول والمؤمنون إلى أهلهم أبدا. That you thought that the prophet, that the messenger and the believers would never return back to their families. At the moment they saw the gathering of the tribes and their weapons, they had this assumption of evil. They have these evil thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They thought that this is the hour of death. The hour of death for the believers and for the Prophet. That they will never go back to their families. That their children would become orphaned. That their wives would become widowed. They thought that their wealth would be taken as war booty. They thought that the moment they saw the army against them. بَلْ ظَنَنْتُمْ ظَنَّ السُّوءِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but rather they thought the evil thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَزُوِيِّنَ ذَلِكَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. And this was beautified in their heart. Every sign they saw was a sign that allowed them and encouraged them to feel as though it was going to turn against them. To feel as though they were going to be ruined, and they were going to be killed, and they were going to be destroyed. And we see this today. How often are there Muslims who say the Muslims are ruined, the Muslims are destroyed? And you say to them, why are you saying this? Why do you think this? They say, look at what has happened to the Muslims in Syria. And look at how the Muslims in Palestine have been abandoned. And look at how the Muslims in Central African Republic have been massacred. And look at how the Muslims in Burma have been burned alive. And who has supported them? And who has defended them? So they say, look, all of the signs show that the Muslims are going to be destroyed. But they do not look for the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed amongst us. The signs that the Muslims are aware of what's happening. And if we can't change it today, perhaps we will be able to change it in future generations. That they don't look for the signs of positivity, of optimism that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed all around us. وَزُوِيِّنَ ذَلِكَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. This was beautified in their heart. They saw every sign as a sign of their destruction, and they didn't look for the signs of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَظَنَنْتُمْ ظَنَّ السُّوءِ. And you had evil thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Evil thoughts about what was going to happen to you. وَكُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا بُورًا. And you were people who were pessimistic. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them and criticized them about their pessimism. And this word can also mean, bura, can also mean that they were ruined. And they were ruined indeed because of their pessimism. Because of the fact that they could not see the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the affairs that surrounded them. And look at our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the same battle, while he was building the trench to defend the Muslims against this army, and they are digging this trench, and they are breaking the stones as they are digging beneath the earth. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he is breaking these stones, and he's surrounded by an enemy that is multiple of their army by 2, 3, 4, 5 times their size. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam breaks these stones, and he says, "Allahu Akbar, utitu mafatih al-Sham. Allahu Akbar, utitu mafatih Faris. Allahu Akbar, utitu mafatih Yemen." He says, "Allahu Akbar, I have been given the doors of the kingdoms of Hashem, and I've been given the doors of the kingdom of Persia, and I've been given the doors of the kingdom of Yemen. The Prophet ﷺ says this, and he is saying this, and he has this optimistic view of the future, even though they are confined, even though they are being sieged, even though they are under attack, even though they don't know where to go and to hide in that situation. And the Prophet ﷺ is encouraging the believers to have an optimistic view of the future. They are surrounded by 10,000 soldiers, and he is saying, we will have the kingdoms, we will have the keys to the kingdoms of these empires that have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of soldiers. This is having the optimistic view of the future. And this is the height of optimism. Why? Because he knows the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he knows and he believes when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهَ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ, that indeed God will give victory to those who give those who support Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that indeed it is incumbent upon us to give victory to the believers. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood that optimism and having an optimistic view towards the future, it is what aids the person towards righteous action. It is what aids the person to do good deeds, to do good work. And that is not only in the matters of peace and war that we need to be optimistic, but rather during every facet of our life. And the Prophet ﷺ once entered upon a man who was ill. He went to visit him. And when he entered upon this man, he said, قَالَ لَهُ لَا بَأْسُ طَهُورٌ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. He said, what is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? When he sees people who are ill, he tells them, لا بأس, no harm. طهور inshaAllah, may you be purified inshaAllah. May you be purified, meaning may you be spiritually purified and cleansed of all of your sins. May all of your sins be removed because of this hardship that has been decreed for you, because of this difficulty that you are living in. And it's as if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, even this illness that everyone recognizes to be difficulty and hardship, it has a positive side. And the positive side is that Allah Azza wa Jal will remove your sins, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cleanse your soul when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this illness will be a cause of you meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being closer to Him when you meet Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, طهور إن شاء الله. May you be purified إن شاء الله. May you be happy. May you feel this strength while you're battling this hardship, recognizing that as you persevere and are patient during this hardship, that indeed your sins are being shed and you are being drawn closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. But the man rejected this optimism and he insisted on holding on to a pessimistic view of what he was going through. So he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَالَ طَهُورٌ La. He said, purity? No, there is no purity here. قَالَ الْكَلَّا. He said, بَلْ هِيَ حُمَى تَفُورٌ. He said, rather, this is a fever that is overflowing. This is a fever that is overflowing and overpowering. بَلْ هِيَ حُمَى تَفُورٌ عَلَى شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ تُزِيرُهُ الْقُبُورُ. He said, this is a overflowing fever on an old man and it will cause him to visit his grave. This is a man who rejected any optimism. He said, this is the worst situation. This fever is not stopping. This fever only gets more powerful. And I am an old man, therefore I am not capable of overcoming this fever. And it will for sure cause me to die and take me to my grave. So the Prophet ﷺ said to him, قَالَ فَنَعْمْ إِذَنْ. He said, yes, in that case. This is what you think, if you are going to assume this pessimistic view, then this is the reality. وَكُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا بُورًا. You have been people who have been ruined. Because of your pessimism, it causes you to be ruined. He said, فَنَعْمْ إِذَنْ. Yes, then this is the case. If you adopt and embrace this pessimism, then indeed this is the only solution for you, that you are going to die because of this. And the companion said, indeed he died because of this fever that he has taken. And look at today when the scientists tell you about a placebo effect, that when the person has good thoughts, when they have optimistic views, wallahi, Allah aids the person. And without any help, without any medicine, just having that optimistic view might allow them to overcome their illness and allow them to overcome their difficulties. And so long as you have decided to be pessimistic, then you have decided that you are going to be the one who is going to lose, that you are going to be the one who is not going to overcome, that you refuse to see any positivity, then yes, you are going to be right in what it is that you think. And when the Prophet ﷺ visited a woman that was sick, Umm al-Sa'ib, and he visited her, And he entered upon her and he asked her, "What is your case?" Or he said to her, "Maliki tata'ammalin," that what is it that you are in this hardship? She said, "Qala al-humma la barakallahu fiha." She said, "It is the fever. May God have no blessing upon it." So she started to curse the fever that was upon her, cursing the illness that was with her. So what did the Prophet ﷺ say to her? He said, "Qala la tasubb al-humma." He said, "Do not curse the fever." Yes, even the fever, even the illness that the people have. He said, "Don't curse it. Wallahi, there's good in it." He sees the good that is in it. The Prophet ﷺ says, "La tasubb al-humma." Do not curse the fever. فَإِنَّهَا تَأْكُلُ الْخَطَايَا كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبِ. He said, "For indeed it consumes your sins just like fire consumes the wood." And this is the virtue of the Prophet ﷺ, the characteristic of the Prophet ﷺ, that during all of his problems and his difficulties, he always looked to see the optimistic side. He always looked to see the side of optimism. He always looked to see the better side, the brighter side of any difficulty that he was in. And so when he was walking during the streets of Mecca, walking through the streets of Mecca, and no longer did he hear the people call to him and say, "Ya Amin, O you who is trustworthy." No longer did he see them say to him, "Ya Hakim, O you who is wise. Ya Kareem, O generous one." They left all of these names that they used to call the Prophet ﷺ. And instead they reverted and began to take names that were evil whenever they would refer to the Prophet ﷺ. They would say, "Ya Kathab, O liar. Ya Sahir, O magician. Ya Kahin, O soothsayer." They would say him and call to him by all of these names. And when they wanted to refer to the Prophet ﷺ in their poetry, they would not want to call him Muhammad, because Muhammad means the one who is praiseworthy. So they inverted the name and they called him Mudhamdham. So they would say, "Mudhamdham Asina, Wadinahu Abayna," that Mudhamdham is the one we have rejected, and that is the one that we have disobeyed, and his religion is the one that we have rejected. And the Prophet ﷺ, seeing them insult him and curse him, every time he would walk any path, he would hear the insults and the curse. And he would hear and see the effect of it on his companions. They would feel disheartened when the people would insult and mock him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, "Ala ta'jabuna anna Allah yasrifu anni shatma Quraysh wa la'nahum." He said, "Aren't you amazed how God has averted away from me the cursing of Quraysh and their curses upon me? Their swears and their curses upon me. Aren't you amazed that God has averted it?" And the companions were amazed by this. They said, "What do you mean? Every time we walk out, the people are cursing you and insulting you and saying this about you and that about you." The Prophet ﷺ said, "Qala la. Qala innahum yadhumuna Mudhamdhama wa ana Muhammad." He said, "No, they are criticizing Mudhamdham and I am Muhammad." And the Prophet ﷺ, through this humor, but he was actually showing them there's a positivity. They're cursing a different name, not actually my name. And the Prophet ﷺ, throughout his life, he held this belief. Throughout this life, he held this idea. And brothers and sisters, we have to assume this idea. We have to embrace this positivity. Wallahi, Allah loves the person that when they see the sun, they're not complaining about its heat. Rather, they are thinking about its light and how it benefits them. And Allah loves those who, when they see the ocean, they don't think about the people who drown in it. Rather, they think about all those who passed over it. And when they see the ocean or they drink from it, they don't complain about its saltiness, but rather they recognize how Allah has blessed them through the oceans. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. And this is what Allah loves amongst the people. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he ordered us to assume the position of having beautiful thoughts about Allah and assuming positivity no matter the difficulty of our lives. He said, "Ajaban li amri al-mu'min," that how amazing are the affairs of the believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلُّهُ خَيْرٌ. All of his affairs are indeed good. Every possible thing that can happen to you in your life is good for you. Every possible affair that happens to you in your life is something that is good for you. Even if it is the sickness of your child, even if it is the death of your loved one, no matter what it is good for you. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءٌ فَشَكَرَ فَكَانَ لَهُ خَيْرٌ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءٌ فَصَبَرَ فَكَانَ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. He said, if he is afflicted, if he is given, if he is befallen upon him something good, then he is thankful, that's good for him. And if he is afflicted with something evil, then he is patient and that's good for him. فَكَانَ قَضَاءُهُ كُلُّهُ خَيْرٌ. Then all of his affairs, everything decreed for him has been good. وَلَيْسَ ذَٰلِكَ لِأَحَدْ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This is for no one other than the believer. Only the believer is able because of their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of their connection with Allah, because of having beautiful thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're able to see the good in every situation that they are in. And because of this, the Prophet ﷺ constantly told us to have this iman, this belief, to look to the good things in our lives. And he said to us, لَا يَفْرُقُ الْمُؤْمِنُ مُؤْمِنًا إِنْ كَرِهَ مِنْهَا خُلُقًا رَضِيَ مِنْهَا آخَرُ. That the Prophet ﷺ said that no believer should hate his believing wife. If he hates something from her, if there's a character he dislikes about her, he hates about her, then there's something else that he likes. Look to the positivity. There are too many people, they dislike something about their wife. And so they focus about it. It becomes the only thing they can think about. They focus about it 24/7. They complain about it. They complain to everyone they see about it. And it becomes their entire focus until the only thing they can think about when they think about their wife is that flaw about her. And likewise, the opposite. The wife thinks the same about her husband. All she can think about is that flaw. The Prophet ﷺ says, look to the positive. If there's one thing you don't like about her, if there's one characteristic you don't like about her, there are other things that you like about her. Maybe there's one thing you don't like, but she teaches your children Quran. But she protects your wealth. But she defends your honor. There's one thing you don't like, there's something else you do like. The believer has to be the one who is positive, who is looking for the positive side, who is looking for the thing that is good in every person that surrounds them. And because of this, the Prophet ﷺ, he also ordered us. He said, he does not like the bad omens. لا عدوى ولا طيرة. He does not like all of the bad omens that people would see. If the birds were flying in one direction, it was an evil thing. If something else, if someone took a promise, it was an evil promise. The Prophet ﷺ said, وَلَكِنِّي أُحِبُّ الْكَلِمَةُ الطَّيِّبَةُ. But I love the kind in the good words. I love that people look and they say good words to each other. They see something in their life, they say, this is a good sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves from us, that we always look and see the positivity in our life. فَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي لكم استغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Till we end with the one hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah said, أنا عند ظن عبدي بي, that I am whatever my servant thinks of me to be. That, and so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is whatever we think of Him to be. Meaning that if the person, their child is ill, and they go to the hospital, and they have positive thoughts, and they think Allah azza wa jal is going to heal my child, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give me His mercy in my time of weakness, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to help me, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to strengthen me, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be what they think of Him to be. Allah is what you think of Him to be. And so be the one who, whenever you think, Allah is going to be the one who's going to accept my dua. He's going to accept my prayer. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make my affairs easier. That Allah is going to arrange in my difficulty something good to come out of it. This is the attribute of the believer. And the Prophet said, لَا يَمُوتَنَّ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٍ. Not a single one of you should die. إِلَّا وَيُحْسِنْ ظَنَّهُ بِاللَّهِ. Except that they have beautiful thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us amongst those who have beautiful thoughts about Allah azza wa jal. إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَةُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا.